24 Karat Golden, you're on the Heartbreaker with Danny and Brent here with you for your Tuesday morning. It's 11 past 7 and we're joined by a special guest in the studio right now. We've got, from Draft Day, Aaron. Daft Day.
Daft Day. I feel like he nearly said Daft Punk there.
I wish.
Well, Aaron's great too.
No, Aaron, you're pretty good.
I'll take Daft Punk. I'll be in Daft Punk.
I would be more excited you'd roll in a robot outfit.
Yeah,
that'd be.
Yeah.
If we'd had the scoop that you'd rolled in without your robot hat and this is what you look like. Boy, that's a scoop of the year.
We're making millions.
Yeah, but just as exciting, especially at a local level, Draft Day's been going absolute bananas.
We've been going all right, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's not been a bad year for us.
Well, you guys have got an announcement. You two want to do an announcement in tandem, Danny.
What do you mean?
You and Aaron want to do an announcement.
No, I want Aaron to do his announcement. I want him to tell us his good news, because you guys have got some big, big, big news.
This is very true.
Yeah. What's going on for you guys?
Draft Day.
Yeah.
Draft Punk.
Draft Day. Draft Punk.
Draft Punk.
Yeah.
Are playing Bass in the Grass this year at the Amphitheatre.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Well done, guys. Because there was the local act search. Two local artists were picked, and you guys were one of them. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Fantastic job. I know a lot of people here in the Territory are so supportive of you guys and can't wait to see you play live.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while since we played in Darwin. I think the last show we did here was at Rebound Festival last year.
Oh, wow. That was
last October, and I had a fractured foot when we did that.
So is this show going to be even better? Because you've got less fraction feet.
I'm not going to be jumping around in a moon boot. That's going to be way better for me.
So you've been on tour, though?
Yes. Yeah, we just got back last Monday.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go?
We went to Wollongong, Sydney and Melbourne.
Where was the best place? Because everyone's got a favourite. Oh,
Melbourne,
straight away, bam.
Where'd you play in Melbourne?
So we played in Brunswick at a venue called Stay Gold.
Okay.
Already sounds super
cool. Fellow Darwin lads from the band Tapestry.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, so the whole crowd was just, you know, everyone who lives in Darwin, is from Darwin but are living in Melbourne.
Yeah, nice.
Pulled a massive local crowd.
Crazy. Yeah. Like the whole place was just full of them. Like, you turn around and just be like, yeah, I went to school with you. Yeah, I remember you. And all, like, the Melbourne crowd were just confused as hell because all these just Darwinians yelling and carrying on.
As we do.
Like Darwin.
As we do. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Now, let's talk about Bass in the Grass. Where were you got? What happened when you found it? How did you find out that you won the competition?
We were in a truck stop on the side of the road somewhere in rural Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Half of us were, you know, shivering cold under, like, this little bench. So we pulled over for coffee and brekkie.
Mm-hmm.
And our guitarist, Tom, was midway through a sausage roll when he got called up.
I would like to be midway through a sausage roll anytime I have any important moment in my life.
I never answer my phone while I'm eating a pyro sausage roll. You know, somebody called me, like, on the weekend. Sorry, man. I was halfway through a vegan cheeseburger pie, and I was, like, not taking that call.
I would take the call because you take it, and if it's good news, then you have the other
down.
No, well, then you have the other half as a celebratory pie sausage roll.
That is true.
You're like, this is a victory sausage roll.
That's a risky gang, 'cause if it's not good news, then you sour the whole.
No, because then you've got the consolation prize as a sausage roll.
Oh,
right. It's win-win.
So did he finish his sausage roll?
He did finish his sausage roll.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. And then it was awesome.
Did you think you're gonna Did you think you're gonna win? Did you feel confident?
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, I love that.
Look, you got to back yourself. No, I think we've been playing a lot over, like, the last 2 and 3 years, and I think it was just, like, the kind of, like, next natural step in what we want to be doing. So it's kind of, it's us feeling like we're ready to keep moving forward. So
out of all the acts that are on the lineup, like, who are you most honoured, like, stoked to be performing on stage with?
I reckon the Rubens, Missy Higgins.
Yeah.
Higgins was who I was going to say. Yeah.
She's just, like, you know, Australian icon.
Mm-hmm.
Violent Soho.
Yeah.
And Running Touch.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Nice.
From memory, he's in the lineup, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this now, because I just found out you're the lead man in Draft Day.
Head honcho.
Are you the boss?
The big dog. Lead singers are the show ponies. They're not in charge.
Yeah, I'm the ego.
But let me ask you this, because you said you used to play guitar in all your previous bands, but now, you know, you're just up front, you sing along sort of thing. What do you do in the instrumental bits? Because I would feel like it's one of those things where you're like, what do I do with my hands?
Just like, I do a few things.
He does jazz hands.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, man? Jazz hands, bam.
Interpretive dance. No, I tend to, I go a bit bit silly on stage. So I do kind of like jump around and jump into the crowd and annoy the other members of the band while they're like, trying to play.
This is our time, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Aaron, give us a break.
Like, yeah. Maybe I should just stand there.
No, don't. No, that would be more awkward. Hey, speaking of awkward, we're talking about something on the show this morning, and if you wouldn't mind, can we get your opinion on it? Yeah. Now, are you in a relationship?
I am.
You are? Okay, cool.
As a front man of a touring band.
She's currently probably only just waking up for work.
Oh, so
we're
can ask
say what you want.
No. So we're talking about like Instagram stories, Facebook stories, and when people are in relationships, do you think it's appropriate for them to be sending like fire emojis, heart eye emojis, blowing kisses to other people's stories? Not even on their feed, but like, so just say your
react
girlfriend.
To the story.
Like a clapping hands one's cool. Hundreds, okay?
I'll do that for someone.
But what about a fire emoji? Heart
eyes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You do it?
You do it.
No worries.
I do it for my fellas.
No.
But if, okay, so say you'd run through your story.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
You totally do it?
Yeah.
Really?
Both of us definitely.
Yeah,
you totally cool with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Cool. There you go. Trump Days had their say. Do you represent the whole band? We did it.
No.
And you know who you are, apparently.
I won't name names, but no.
Well, Aaron, thank you so much for coming in. We're going to see you perform live at Bass in the Grass.
So exciting. Well done. Congratulations.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.